out your prayers this morning. Look into the Word of God, where He's blessed the thoughts that He's given, that they will be expressed in a way that He desires.
Thank the Lord that we can be on the winning side with Jesus this morning. You know, if you think about that, who wouldn't want to be on the winning side? Now, you think about maybe there's times in life where you participate in different things. Most people like to be on the winning side. I don't know of too many people that if they had the choice of winning or losing, that they would pick losing. But if you think about just life in general, everybody has an opportunity to be on the winning side with Jesus. But yet and still, there's ones that are choosing the losing side. Lord, have mercy. Again, I desire your prayers this morning. I have a thought. Thought this morning is fixed. Fixed. What are we fixed on this morning? Fixed is defined as securely placed or fastened, set steady, firmly set. When I think about fixed, I think about my mind being made up. Think about being fixed. I think about things in a natural sense. Those of us that drive, what are you supposed to do? Where are your eyes supposed to be fixed when you're driving? On the road, right? On the road where you're trying to go. And I was thinking about this, I was reminded of even as I was driving yesterday. Your eyes is supposed to be on the road along the path that you're going. And I found myself looking off at something that was off to the right. So what do you suppose happened as my eyes went off the road and looked off to the right? I started going to the right. My eyes were not fixed on the road where it needed to be fixed. So where my eyes was fixed, that's where I started going. You may have had, you ever had a taste for something? I thought we all have. Maybe just you craving something that you want. And you got your mind just fixed on it. So what happens? Do you just kind of let it go? Oh, yeah, I kind of want it. Maybe it's a hamburger. And you have your mind fixed on eating a hamburger. What's most likely going to happen? You're going to endeavor to satisfy that. Your mind is just fixed on it, and you're not going to be satisfied until that hunger for that hamburger is fulfilled. Is somebody going to be able to change your mind? You know, maybe you have a taste for a hamburger and they want to take you to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A doesn't have hamburgers. But if your mind is fixed on a hamburger, then you're going to find some place where you can get a hamburger. And it's going to be very, very difficult for someone to be able to change your mind and say, what about having something else? You know, when you think about things like that, you could be considerate, maybe stubborn. You know, you've experienced people that are stubborn. Maybe I'm sure each of us all have been stubborn ourselves at one point in time when we just get something so fixed in our minds that we have to do it. And there's nothing, it seemed like, that's going to change our mind. What about fixed in a spiritual sense? What are we fixed on? What is our heart fixed on? Let's turn over to the 108th Psalm. He said, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. So the writer said, my heart is fixed. His heart is fixed on God. That's where his heart was. It's fixed on God. Where is our heart fixed this morning? Where are we going as we journey along life's pathway? There's another reference as it relates to having our heart being fixed on God. And it's again in one of the other Psalms as we lay the foundation here this morning. It's in the 57th chapter of Psalms. Psalms 57, verse 1 through 7. Said, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I take my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and shall save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst thereof, they are fallen themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Seemed like the writer was in a bad situation, doesn't it? Believe this is the account of David when he was being pursued by Saul. So you could imagine there was some fear and some trepidation that he had as Saul was seeking for his life. But David's heart was fixed. His heart was fixed on God. You know, as we think about our own life, we're going to have our heart fixed on God. We're going to have some of the, I'm going to say it's okay to be stubborn when it comes to having a personal relationship with God. It's all right to be stubborn, to have your mind and your heart fixed on God. It's going to take a determination. It's going to take a mindset that I am not going to let anything interfere with my relationship with God. My heart is fixed on God. It's a challenge for us this morning, because you know what? Life happens, doesn't it? Life happens to all of us. Different things may come our way, different situations, different circumstances. And where is our heart fixed? Is it fixed on God? Because you know what? Wherever our heart is fixed, that's where we're going to go, isn't it? Just as when you're driving, wherever your eyes are, that's where you're going to go. So if our heart is fixed on God, then we will be all right. I'm reminded of an account in the Bible. You remember Peter? There's a lot of accounts about Peter in the Bible, but this particular one, remember when Peter was walking on the water? Let's turn over to the 14th chapter of Matthew and let's recall that account. Matthew 14, reading verses 22 through verse 31. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Now, just to lay the context of this scripture here, this is after Jesus had fed the 5,000. He had sent his disciples in the ship, sent them away while he was still there with the multitude. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the water, or walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And he began to sink and cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him and said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" Think about this account as we read it. Could you imagine the disciples being there? They're in this ship and here the waves are just tossing, and no doubt the ship is tossing up and down. And they're wondering what's going to happen to them. And then they see a figure walking on the water. And no doubt it says they were troubled. They're wondering what's going on. We're already here in the midst of the storm. And here this figure is walking on the water. What's going to happen now? But Jesus spoke to him, didn't he? He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." So we know, as we read accounts in the scriptures, Peter was not timid, was he? He was not timid. So he saw Jesus walking on the water, and he immediately thought, "I want to do that too." So Jesus, you can maybe imagine him asking, "Can I come to you? Can I walk on the water too?" Did Jesus say, "No, Peter, you just stay there and wait till I get there"? He said, "Come on. Come on, Peter. You can walk on the water as well." Could you imagine that feeling of walking on water? Can you just think about that for a moment? Walking on water. I could imagine thinking about Peter. No doubt as he started walking out to Jesus, you can imagine the ship again, the sea, the waves are tossing. No doubt he was a little timid, no doubt at first, as maybe he put his foot on the water and then he maybe put the other foot. And I could imagine him initially maybe walking a little gingerly. But as he got going, you know, as you think about even young toddlers that are learning how to walk. When they first get started, they start off a little gingerly, don't they? I can imagine Peter walking on the sea was like that. He started off a little gingerly. And I can imagine as he kept going, that confidence kind of soared up in him. And he maybe had a little strut to his walk as he's walking on the water. I can imagine Peter doing that. But what happened to Peter? Where was his eyes fixed? As long as they was fixed on Jesus, he was all right, wasn't he? As long as his eyes was locked on Jesus, he was okay. His eyes fastened to Jesus, he was walking just fine. But what happened to him? He started looking around. Looking around and no doubt seeing the waves coming at him. Walking around and maybe he looked down and realized what he was doing. He really realized, I can't believe this. I'm on water and I am walking. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And what happened? He began to sink. He lost that fixation on Jesus, didn't he? He took his eyes off of him. And what happened? He sunk. Now, I was recently somewhere and all it was just a little creek. It was a little creek that maybe just had at the shore just a few inches of water. But as I was standing on a rock, I was thinking what it would be like to walk on water like Peter. And it just brought to my mind that account. Wouldn't that be something? And this was just some little creek, just a few inches of water. No doubt, Peter, when he really realized, he took his eyes off of Jesus. And no doubt, maybe he started thinking about what was going on. I am walking on water. Maybe in his mind, he started thinking about how deep is this water? I'm walking on it. How deep is it? He said he starts sinking, so I don't know if Peter was a swimmer or not. But if he was, he forgot all about it at that point. Soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus. How are we in our walk with God? In the things that go on in our lives, the thing that surround us, different trials and tests and troubles of life that come our way. Are we like Peter? Are we looking at him? Being discouraged? These things are too big for me. How is this going to work out? Where's our eyes? Where's our heart? Is it fixed on God? As long as Peter's eyes was fixed on God, he was able to walk on the water. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. What do you think will happen to us in a spiritual sense? In the trials and the tests of life, when we take our eyes off of God, the great I am, and we begin to think about our problems and our burdens, and the things that can weigh us down, we can begin to sink as well. Lord, help us. You know, this is where we live. You know, life isn't all about the ups. Have you ever met anybody that all they have is hills? Met anybody that's never been down in the valley? If you have, I'd like to meet them. Life is full of ups and downs, isn't it? Sometimes we don't know what's going on. But you know what? As long as we have our heart fixed, as long as our eyes are on Jesus, then we will be all right. We can know that as the sister said, we sung the song this morning, that we are on the winning side. We're with Jesus. I got Jesus with me, and I know as long as my eyes is fixed on him, that no matter what's going on around me, no matter what situations I might have to face, I know that as long as I keep my heart on Jesus, keep my eyes fixed on him, that I'm going to be all right. That he's going to bring me through whatever it might be. You know, even in duties that God calls us into, whatever it might be, does that mean that everything is going to go smoothly? that you're never going to have difficult situations? No, that doesn't mean that. We're going to have some difficult times even when God instructs us and we're following God's leadings, that we're going to run into difficult situations. What is our response in those types of things? Are we just going to give up? Lord, you told me to do whatever it might be. You know, maybe God's been pressing on your heart to testify or to pray. And maybe you stumble on your words. So, oh, Lord, I can't do it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Where's your heart? Is it fixed on God? He didn't say it was just going to be easy all the time. There may be some difficult situations. Maybe some times even where we make a fool of ourselves, so to speak. But as long as our eyes are on Jesus, as long as our heart is fixed, God will take care of us. He'll take care of us. One writer said this: though troubles and difficulties may disturb us in our duty, they must not drive us from it. So in other words, we can't allow those things to discourage us from doing what God would have us to do. Amen. Where is our heart? Is it fixed on God? But through the midst of them, we must press forward. We must press forward. As it relates to Peter walking on the water and taking his eyes off Jesus, as we consider that, another writer said, when we look off from Christ and look at the greatness of opposing difficulties, we shall begin to fall. Doesn't it make sense? That's exactly what Peter did. He started looking around at the waves, realizing this is not possible. What is going on here? Took his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to fall. The same thing can happen to us. Where is our focus? Is it on our situation? Is it on our circumstance? Or is it on the great I Am, the creator of all things, that holds the world in his hands? As the brother mentioned this morning, the earth is his throne, or the heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. Can you, as the analogy was brought forth this morning in Sunday school, it was a little uncomfortable. I'm sitting up here in a chair like a king on a throne, and the brother had a footstool for me, and he had an earth. But the analogy to think that we're concerned, we, our eyes being on our problems and our troubles, and to think that the great I Am, his foot is resting on the earth. Why would we be so consumed with what's going on around us? Where's our heart fixed? Is it on God? Have we forgotten who he is? He created everything. And you know, when you think about life and the things that we face, the troubles that we have to deal with, does God allow them? He allows them, doesn't he? What's the scripture say? It'll work for my good if the Savior I love. If he's allowing these things to come my way, don't you think he's going to help me through it? He's allowed them to come. I can't be troubled about what's going on around me. I can't be troubled about my current circumstances and situations. Whatever it is, my eyes must be on God. My heart must be fixed on him. I'm reminded of one of the verses in our song that we sing. It's talking about the fiery darts. You know, what is the enemy trying to do to each and every one of us? Does the devil want us to have a personal relationship with God and have our heart fixed on serving and living for him and keeping our eyes focused on what he would have for us? Is that what the devil wants for each and every one of us? He's doing everything that he can to try to destroy us. He's throwing every trick. He's throwing every dart that he can possibly can to try to knock us off course. The songwriter said, in the hour of sore temptation I may be, yet amid the trials, whose face do I see? I'm looking at Jesus' face in the midst of trials, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of maybe it seemed like your world is turned upside down. I see Jesus' face. Lord, help me to see it. Help me not to see my situations, not to see what's going on around me. I want to see Jesus' face in the midst, in the hour of sore temptation I may be. Yet amid the trials, anybody never had a trial? That's kind of like that person that whose life is just ups. It's all of us have trials, don't we? We've never met somebody who didn't have a trial. Saved or unsaved, we're going to have trials in life. So in the midst of trials, I can be focused on Jesus' face. In his word, my anchor, hold it to the last. While the devil is throwing darts all around us. While the fiery darts are flying thick and fast. But what is the promise that we have? What are the songwriters said? We shall not be wounded in the hottest fight if we raise a shield of faith in Jesus' might. Through the grace of God, through our own strength and grace, no, that's the problem. When we start looking at ourselves and think we can handle things by ourselves, that's that we'll run into trouble every time. Through his grace, through the grace of God, through God's grace, that's the only way we're going to make it. We'll conquer to the last. We can conquer. We can have peace in the middle of a storm. While the fiery darts are flying thick and fast, because our heart is fixed on God. Because our eyes is just looking at Jesus in the midst of whatever is going on. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know what's going on in mine. The darts are flying thick and fast. And Lord, help me to keep my heart fixed on you. Help me, Lord, to keep my eyes on you. And not be focused on what's going on in my life. We shall not be wounded in the hottest fight when we raise the shield of faith in Jesus' might. Through the grace of God, we'll conquer at the last. While the fiery darts are flying thick and fast. In the midst of the storm, was Jesus concerned when he was walking on the water? No. His God was watching out for him. He didn't have to be concerned. He wasn't concerned. You could just imagine the calm as he just walked in the waves and all around, the water maybe leaping over him, flashing at him in his face, and Jesus just calmly walking to the boat. In the midst of the storm, because my heart is fixed on God. My eyes is on Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is. Financial needs. Is my eyes focused on my financial needs or are they focused on Jesus? Maybe I'm in a difficult relationship. Whatever it is. Where is our focus? Is it on the problem? Maybe we have difficult situations at work. Somebody at work just irritates us. Are we focused on that? We have a little something that comes upon us every time we have to go to work because we know somebody's going to be trying to pick at me. We have to be focused on Jesus. Maybe there's physical and emotional needs that we have. Where is our focus? Is it focused on that? Is it focused on our problems? Whatever situations we might be dealing with? Are they focused on Jesus? My eyes are on Jesus. My heart is fixed on Him. I know He's bigger than all of it. What's the song? My God is bigger than all my problems. He's bigger than all my fears. He's bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. You know, as we journey through life, we face some mountains. When we look at them, we seem like there is no way. I can't go over it. I can't go around it. Seem like the only thing you can do is retreat. If you do it in your own strength. If your heart isn't fixed on God. If your eyes isn't stayed on Jesus. He's bigger than all of it. Whatever might come our way. He's bigger than all of it. So Lord, help me. Help me to have my eyes focused on You and not my surroundings and my situations and my circumstances of life. You know, there was another brother in the Bible that he faced some giants in his life. It seemed like in his world, there's no way. Very familiar story. We all know about David. Just wanted to read a few scriptures in 1 Samuel to bring this point out. Still desire your prayers. 1 Samuel, 17th chapter. Verse 31 through 33, if you get it before me, please read. 1 Samuel 17, 31 to 36, excuse me.
When the words were heard which David spake,
they rehearsed him before Saul. Let's pause here for a moment. We know the story of David. Now, we know this is after he heard the Philistine, Goliath, proclaim what he was going to do. And, you know, David's response was, what's going on here? My heart is fixed on God. What's going on? Here's this giant that's challenging the great I am. So word got to the king. All right, please continue. He sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
And Saul said to David,
you can't do this. You can't go against this Philistine to fight him. You're but a youth.
And
he's a man of war from his youth. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. When he arose against me, caught him by his beard, and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. God took David through some progressions, didn't he? He took him through some pressure. He didn't just have him fight Goliath. So as we think about our own life and trials and tests, What do you think God is doing with us? What do you think he's doing with me? Why is he sending different things my way? It's preparation. I need to be prepared for what's coming down the way. I don't know how God may want to use me. We don't know how God may want to use each and every one of us. We heard about it last Sunday, about we're all fitly joined together. We all have a part to do in God's work. And part of doing our part is being overcomers in the trials and the tests that we face. So God can keep bringing us along so he can use us however he may see fit. How do you think it would have worked with David if the lion and the bear came along and took his sheep and he took off running? Oh, they got one of the sheep. Help! What am I going to do? Do you think he would have been ready for Goliath? Do you think he would have been like, who is this Philistine? Where was his heart? He took the job that God had for him seriously. Even at that point in time, it seemed like something so small. What are you, well, you know, maybe you can imagine conversations being had. Oh, what do you do for a living? I keep the sheep. You know, maybe that's something that people maybe frowned upon. But he took that job very seriously, did he? That was the duty that God had for him at that time. And that was all preparation for something that God had further down the road. So we have to be faithful in whatever God has for us. Even though it might seem small, whatever it is, we can't be discouraged. We have to keep our heart on God. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Even in what might seem like little small things, recognizing God will use those things to prepare us for something greater that he has for us down the road. Just as he did with David. David had been through those situations with that lion and with that bear. God prepared him so Goliath wasn't anything. Do you think David, when he walked up and looked at Goliath, do you think he just like, wow, that's a big man? Do you think he got scared? No. He wasn't looking at Goliath's size. How big is God? Huh? The earth is his footstool. Don't matter. You'd be 20 feet tall. Still wouldn't matter. You know, we now believe they said Goliath was about 9 feet tall. It didn't matter how. He could have been 30 feet tall. It wouldn't have mattered. He's not bigger than God. He wasn't focused on his situation. David's eyes and his heart was on God. Didn't matter. It could have been 20 Goliaths. It wouldn't have mattered. His eyes was on God. He knew that God was going to be faithful to him, just as he had been faithful in the little steps right along the way. How are we handling the stepping stones that God has given us? Are we taking them seriously? They're stepping. When we think about it like that, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Even in, you know, what might seem something little, I want to do it right. I want to have my heart right. I want to have my eyes focused on the right thing. Because I don't know what God has for me down the road. Remember, fixed, securely placed, fastened, set steady, firmly set. Is our mind made up this morning that no matter what, I'm focused on Jesus? My heart is on God, and my eyes is on Jesus, no matter what. We have to have it fixed and settled. I'm reminded of another song. The title is My Foot's on the Rock. The songwriter said, I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and look upon His face. When the way gets hard and the times get tough, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. The times is going to get hard and the way is going to get tough. But you got to have one thing noted for sure. The songwriter says, I know there's one thing for sure. I've got my mind made up. My mind is made up. He said, my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. I walk through the lonely valley. I may drink from the bitter cup. When the devil comes knocking, saying there's an easier way over here, do I follow him? No, my mind's made up. I stand square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye, and I say, my foot's on the rock, and my mind is made up. Devil, take your stuff and get out of here and leave me alone. My mind is made up, and my foot is on the rock. Doesn't matter what's going on around me. Doesn't matter what it might be. My eyes is on Jesus. The songwriter talks about Job. We remember Job. Said, now Job was a man tempted in every way. The devil took his family. He laid sick both night and day. Even his wife turned against him. His wife came saying, curse your God, you've had enough. What did he say to her? He said, you talk like a foolish woman. I've got my mind made up. My mind's made up. Is your mind made up this morning? My foot's on the rock. My mind's made up. I may walk through the lonely valley. I may drink of the bitter cup. But when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand square on my feet, not wobbling, standing square on my feet, looking straight in the eye, not looking off to the side, take it straight on. Look him straight in the eye. Say, my foot's on the rock and my mind is made up. My mind is made up. Thank the Lord. Said, if Job had to deal with it, Peter, David, are we exempt? We're not exempt. Songwriter said, now the devil, he will tempt you. He'll fill your way with strife, try to make you sick in body. He may try to take your life. The songwriter said, put your trust in Jesus. Say, devil, I've had enough. Then say, get out, devil. I've got my mind made up. My mind is made up. Thank the Lord. Is our mind made up this morning? Is our heart fixed? Where is our focus? Is our focus on our problems and our troubles? Or our focus, is it on God? Are we fixed this morning on Jesus? I desire your prayers. Because you know what? Sometimes I feel like the devil will come at you more, especially when you speak it. Testifying on Wednesday night about faith. And here comes something else. Thank the Lord. My eyes are on Jesus. My heart is fixed. My foot's on the rock. And my mind is made up. And by His grace and strength, we can make it. And you know what? Everybody can. Is our heart fixed this morning? Is it fixed? If it's not, it's time to get it fixed. Lord bless and help. I desire your prayers. Appreciate your attention this morning.